From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President-elect Donald Trump has been meeting all day with prospective nominees for his new administration at a golf resort in New Jersey. He held a meeting with one of his former fiercest rivals, 2012 Republican nominee Mitt Romney, who had actively opposed Trump's candidacy during the campaign. Afterwards, Romney told reporters that he and Trump had discussed a variety of issues.
We had a far-reaching conversation with regards to the various theaters in the world where there are interests of the United States of real significance. We discussed those areas and exchanged our views on those topics. Very thorough and in-depth discussion.
Trump made no comment on the meeting other than to say that it went great. In a speech last March, Romney had blasted Trump as a con man and a fraud. The president-elect had responded by calling Romney a loser and a stiff. Their relationship began to thaw after Romney called Trump to congratulate him on his surprising presidential victory. The president-elect also met with former Marine General James Mattis, a possible candidate for defense secretary. Afterwards, Trump said Mattis was a brilliant man and we will see what happens, but he is the real deal. White House National Security Advisor Susan Rice has warned the Syrian regime and its Russian backers that they will be held accountable for what she called the heinous bombings of hospitals in rebel-held portions of Aleppo. Rice said the United States condemned the attacks in the strongest possible terms. At least 27 people were killed by airstrikes and artillery fire in Aleppo on Saturday. This is VOA News. Mexico's President Enrique Peña Nieto has expressed optimism for U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's presidency. Addressing business leaders at the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Summit in Lima, Peru, the Mexican leader refused to antagonize the incoming U.S. president. He said in the face of the elected President Trump's positioning, we're now in a stage of favoring dialogue as a way to build a new agenda in our bilateral relationship. Peña Nieto is taking a cautious approach to Trump's pledges to break up the North American Free Trade Agreement and to build a wall to keep out millions of Latino immigrants. U.S. President Barack Obama held meetings with the 11 other leaders of the Trans-Pacific Partnership Saturday. A White House statement said that Mr. Obama discussed the United States' strong support for trade, its commitment to strengthening ties to the Asia-Pacific, and the need to remain engaged in an interconnected world. President-elect Donald Trump has said that the TPP was, in his words, a disaster pushed by special interests who want to rape our country. More than 1 month after the start of the battle for Mosul, the United Nations reports a marked increase in the number of people fleeing densely populated urban areas of the beleaguered Iraqi city. As Lisa Schlein reports, the UN reports a tripling of the number of displaced people in just the past 2 weeks.
UN data show nearly half of those fleeing their homes in Mosul are children. Women, girls, and female-headed households who make up much of the rest often are survivors of sexual and other human rights abuse. The UN reports more than 40,000 displaced people are sheltering in formal camps run by the Iraqi government in three governorates. The UN Refugee Agency currently has six camps open, hosting well over 14,000 people with a capacity for 54,600. Thousands of other displaced people are living with relatives and in informal settings such as unfinished construction sites. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Tens of thousands of people marched in South Korea for a fourth straight Saturday, demanding the ouster of President Park Geun-hye. Police said about 170,000 people participated in demonstrations in Seoul. Organizers put the figure at 600,000. The protest is the latest in a series demanding Park's resignation for a corruption scandal that has crippled her administration. For more, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.